Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It is game five of a six-game series. The Rainiers have won three in a row to surge back to the 500 mark on the season. In fact, yesterday was game number 100 on the year the Rainiers won it, and that improved their record to 50 wins and 50 losses at the two-thirds mark in the 2023 Pacific Coast League season. So they're looking to go over 500 today, looking to win their fourth in a row. On the mound, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken's 5-5 with a 6.28 ERA. This will be his 17th start of the season, his third against Salt Lake. The Bees are a team that has given him a little bit of trouble this year. McCacken has allowed 12 runs in 10 and a third innings against Salt Lake in two starts this season. He's 0-1 against them. He's looking to have one of his patented extended outings today, where he gets ahead of the hitters and commands the strike zone and pitches into the seventh inning or even deeper. We'll see if he can do that here tonight. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish 4-7 with a 7.56 ERA. He's kind of the opposite of McCacken. He's had two appearances against the Rainiers this year and has been lights out against Tacoma, allowing just two runs in 11 innings, and he is 1-0 against the Rainiers. So Kalish has been trouble on Tacoma so far this season. Kalish on the hill for Salt Lake, McCacken for the Rainiers. Well, the Rainiers won yesterday, and they did it with the long ball. We'll tell you about it as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, sealant repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight, and this is the fifth game of this six-game series. The Rainiers have won the last three. They lost the opener on Tuesday, but have won three in a row, and they've been hitting homers in bunches. They hit two on Wednesday, then they hit three on Thursday, and then last night, my goodness, five homers, a season high for the Rainiers yesterday, as Didi Gregorius, Zach Deloach, Sam Haggerty, Brian O'Keefe, and Jake Shiner all went deep, and they're all in the starting lineup again today, as you might imagine. The Rainiers had a 6-0 lead yesterday. Got a little dicey at the end, but they hung on for the 7-6 victory, and the Rainiers have won three in a row going into this one. Of note, both Didi Gregorius and Brian O'Keefe have homered in each of the last two games, so they're trying to make it three in a row today. Yeah, the five homers yesterday gave the Red Ears 141 on the season in exactly 100 games. They're third in the league in home run hitting. We'll check out the starting lineups in today's game when our pregame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 47-52 on the year. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. Leading off for Salt Lake, playing left field, is Jordan Adams. Batting second, the second baseman David Fletcher. Hitting third and playing first base is Daniel Murphy. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Jack Lopez. Batting fifth, the shortstop Levon Soto. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter Jared Oliva. Batting seventh, designated hitter Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Chris Oakey. And batting ninth, center fielder Brett Phillips. On the mound for Salt Lake, the left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish is 4-7 with a 7.56 ERA. The Red Ears are 50-50 this year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. He's going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is the DH today. Batting second, left fielder Cooper Hummel. Hitting third, the shortstop D.D. Gregorius. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Robbie Tenorowicz. Batting seventh and playing right field is Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, center fielder Adam Engel. And batting ninth, second baseman Mark Mathias. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 5-5 with a 6.28 ERA. Umpires today, Michael Raines has the plate. The crew chief Aaron Higgins is at first base, and Darius Ghani is at third. Tacoma and Salt Lake, game five of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees from Cheney Stadium. Darren McCackett has finished his warm-ups and he is ready to go. Jordan Adams is the leadoff man for Salt Lake. Adams. Right-hand hitter. Stands in. Here we go. First pitch of the game from McCackett, and it swung on and hit foul on the first base side, and we are underway.
First pitch, 6:09, 75 degrees.
75, they announced the game time temperature as, and it's a little cloudy here in Tacoma today. Now the 0-1 to Adams is swung on and bounced on two hops to short. Gregorius has it, and he throws out Adams. Two pitches, one out at the top of the first inning. Jordan Adams grounds out to shortstop, a bounding ball that D.D. Gregorius handled with ease. And now David Fletcher will be the hitter. Fletcher has a 22-game hitting streak, just two shy of the Salt Lake franchise record. And he's hitting .374 in 50 AAA games this year. Right-hand batter, mostly singles and doubles. And the pitch is taken low for a ball, 1-0. And he's been the Angels' starting second baseman for the last few seasons, but finds himself optioned to AAA at the moment. But he's been hitting up a storm for Salt Lake. 1-0 pitch, swung on and hit well to left field. Going back on the ball is Hummel at the track, but it is gone. Fletcher with his second home run of the season. A liner to left field, and that extends his hitting streak to 23 straight, and it gives the Bees the lead at the top of the first inning. It is 1-0 Salt Lake. David Fletcher lines one out of here to left field, and just like that, the Bees are on the scoreboard. Fastball that was down, but Fletcher got it and hit it out of here. So the Bees take the lead. They never had the lead yesterday. First pitch to Daniel Murphy is outside for a ball, 1-0. And that's the first home run that Salt Lake has had in this series, hit by anybody other than Jack Lopez, as there's one outside to Murphy, 2-0. Salt Lake with three homers by Lopez in the first four games, but no other ones, and now Fletcher has gone deep. Next pitch up and away, ball three to Murphy, three balls, no strikes. Next pitch from McCacken is outside, ball four, four-pitch walk. So Murphy heads down to first base, and now Lopez is the batter. So McCacken off to a start that is not going the way he hoped right out of the gate. He got the leadoff hitter out, but Fletcher roped a homer, and now Murphy a four-pitch walk. And here's Jack Lopez hitting 302 with seven homers, 45 runs batted in 60 games. 842 OPS, and McCacken starts him off with a strike at the knees. Going to the slider there, and it's 0-1. Wind's blowing out today with some strength to it towards center field. Could be a factor on deep fly balls. They could get a little extra boost. 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. McCacken working with Brian O'Keefe. Rainiers with Robbie Tenorowicz at first base, holding the runner on. Mathias at second, Gregorius at short, and Shiner at third. 1-1 pitch is fouled away, strike two to Lopez. And the outfield is Hummel in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. Yeah, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball up, and that takes care of Lopez. So McCacken has his first strikeout of the game. Two away, and now Levon Soto, the hitter. McCacken now with 83 strikeouts this season in 91 innings. He has walked 23. The homer he's allowed was the 23rd he has given up. The home run has been an issue for McCacken this season. Here's his pitch to Levon Soto, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Just underway in Tacoma. Oh, one pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Rainier's in their McCacken uniforms today. White jersey, white pants with the red hat. They always do this when McCacken starts at home. I think because Darren decides they're going to wear the red hat. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. And the count goes to 1-2. Chance for another strikeout here. McCacken gets the signs from O'Keefe. Now he comes set. 1-2 pitch is on its way to Levon Soto, and it is just inside. And the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Murphy at first. The pitch is swung on. Popped up foul. O'Keefe with the mask off under it. And he makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Levon Soto fouls out to Brian O'Keefe. And that closes out the top of the first. But Salt Lake gets a run on one hit. The David Fletcher homer. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Well, Salt Lake got a run at the top of the first on the homer by David Fletcher, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sam Haggerty leads things off, and facing the lefty Kalish, he'll bat right-handed. Haggerty hitting .302 with five homers in 33 games for the Rainiers. .392 on base percentage, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Haggerty hit one of the Rainiers' five homers yesterday. His was an opposite field two-run shot, and he hit it from this side of the plate. Well, one pitch is taken for a called strike. Count goes to 0-2. Kalish, veteran lefty, 32 years old, out of George Mason University. He's been pitching professionally since getting drafted by the Royals in 2015. He throws a breaking ball outside, 1-2. And Kalish is in his second season with Salt Lake. Looking for that elusive big league call-up. It hasn't happened for him. Not yet, anyway. Had a great year for the Bees last year, though. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Haggerty, and it swung on and hit in the air to left. Shallow, coming in is Adams, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the first. Haggerty flies to left field. And now Cooper Hummel is the hitter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat right-handed. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now swinging a grounder to the backhand side of Soto, and he can't field it cleanly, and he ends up kicking the ball into shallow left field, and Hummel is aboard at first. So the Rainiers get a base runner. Sharp grounder to the backhand side of Soto, reached with a glove and couldn't pick it cleanly. And now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Pitch clock violation has been charged. And it is, now the pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike to Gregorius. 0-2, the pitch clock violation was on Gregorius for not being in the batter's box. So he took strike one on that, and then he swung and missed at a real pitch. So it's no balls, two strikes to Gregorius. They've given an error to the shortstop Soto on the ball Hummel hit. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out of the inning. So two down. Oh, they called it a hit for Hummel. Lots of confusion right now here. But, yeah, base hit for Hummel. No error charged to the shortstop, Soto. Pitch to Brian O'Keefe is fouled away. There's strike one. So O'Keefe batting with a runner at first base and two outs. O'Keefe hitting 235 with 18 homers. 50 runs batted in. He's homered in each of the last two games, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way. And it is up high for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery, breaking ball down and in, ball three. So O'Keefe out ahead of the count. He really enjoys hitting against left-handed pitching. He's put up a 9.96 OPS against lefties this season. Gets to face another one today. Got to face Rosenberg yesterday. And Salt Lake has a lefty listed as their starting pitcher for tomorrow, too, in Jonathan Diaz. Three balls and a strike to O'Keefe with Hummel at first base. Three-one pitch is outside, ball four. So O'Keefe heads down to first base. And Hummel takes second, two on, two out. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Pitch is in there for a strike to Shiner. Next offering taken outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Shiner. Leading the league with 25 homers, 84 runs batted in to go with a 271 average. Right here's with two on and two out at the bottom of the first. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Shiner. Two-one pitch. Swung on and hit up the middle and threw into the left center field area. Around third is Hummel. He's going to score. Taking third is O'Keefe. It's a two-out RBI single for Jake Shiner, and the Red Ears have tied it up here in the bottom of the first inning. Ball hit up the middle to the left of second base, and Shiner has his 85th run batted into the season with a two-out hit. Shiner hitting a whopping 336 with runners in scoring position this season. So it's 1-1, and we'll see if Robbie Tanerowitz can keep this two-out rally going. Right-hand hitter in his third Red Ears game this evening, and the pitch is on the outside edge for a called strike. Tanerowitz is 2-for-8 so far with a double and a homer. Promoted after a highly successful run this year with the Mariners' double-A team, the Arkansas Travelers. 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. 1-1. Now the pitch is swung on and lined to the left side. Diving is Soto. He knocks it down. Can't corral it. And scoring from third is O'Keefe. Shiner takes second. And Tanarowicz has a hit. And it is 2-1 Red Ears. Soto tried to make the diving catch, and he actually got his glove on it, but the ball didn't stick in there. Soto's had two plays this inning that have eluded him. So two on, two runs are in, two out, back-to-back two-out hits to drive in runs. And now Zach DeLoach will hit. He was in the home run parade yesterday, hitting his 12th. He's batting 290, left versus left, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a turn and a pickoff throw to second, and back in safely is Shiner on a close play. Soto, the shortstop, trying to play it like they had gotten the out. And well, he's going to draw an argument from Keith Johnson, the manager of the Bees. He's jogging out there to go talk to the base umpire, Darius Ghani, who had the call. And a very brief discussion. Johnson wasn't really arguing. He just wanted to hear the why on this one. And on our replay, it did look like Shiner got his hand in there ahead of the tag, although it was close. So two on, two out, and the 0-1 pitch to DeLoach is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and there's strike two. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And it is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Shiner at second, and Tanarowicz at first. Kalish with his 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes DeLoach, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. But a good inning for the Red Ears. They score two runs, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business. Staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Thank you. 2-1 is our score. Tacoma with the lead over Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play. Jared Oliva, Orlando Martinez, and Chris Oakey to bat in the top of the second inning. And the pitch from McCacken is a fastball in there for a strike. It's 0-1 to Oliva. Oliva hitting .228 with six homers on the year. .321 on base percentage. McCacken's 0-1 pitch is in at the knees again for a strike with a slider, and it's 0-2. Rainiers and Bees. They've played 16 games this year, and it's dead heat. Each team has won 8. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. These two teams have one more game left in this series tomorrow, the day game at 1:35. 1-2 pitch, bounced foul. And they also have another series left in Salt Lake City in September, a 6-gamer. So they'll end up, when it's all said and done, playing one another 24 times this year. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2-2 to Oliva. McCacken into his motion of the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. O'Keefe looking for it out in front of the plate, and he makes the catch in fair territory. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. O'Keefe's already caught 2 pop-ups in this game. Don't see the catcher getting that kind of action very often. One away, and now Orlando Martinez is the batter. Martinez 2-for-8 since coming up from the Angels AA team to join Salt Lake. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a strike. His teammates all call him D-Mac. Darren McCacken, Mariners draft pick out of Long Beach State University. Sears went outside for a ball, 1-1. And a Rainiers regular, of course. This is the 5th season in which McCacken has started at least one game for the Rainiers. And now the 1-1 is swung on and lined towards right. Deloach is there to haul it in. And Martinez is retired, 2 away. So Orlando Martinez lines out to right, and now Chris Oakey is the batter. This is the 76th time that McCacken has started a game for Tacoma, ranking him, now tying him for 5th in Tacoma franchise history for most starts. He's tied with Tim Haricula, who pitched for the Rainiers in the first 4 years of the Mariners' affiliation with Tacoma that started in 1995. Sears one inside for a ball to Oakey. Oakey hitting .258 with 4 homers. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. This is also McCacken's 18th start against Salt Lake. He has faced this team a lot. 4-5 career with a 4.79 ERA against the Bees. Here's a swing and a roller to Gregorius, who fields it and throws out Oakey. Grounded a short, very slowly hit, but an out nonetheless. 3-up, 3-down at the top of the second inning. McCacken retires the side. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1. Adam Engel leads off for the Red Ears in the bottom of the second against the lefty Jake Kalish, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Red Ears scored two in the first with three hits, all of which were singles and two of them of the infield variety. There was also one walk mixed in there that certainly helped, as here's a pitch inside now to Engel, and the count's even, 1-1. Big trade went down in the majors here not too long ago, as the trade deadline's coming up on Tuesday. 1-1 pitch hit in the air to right, moving towards the foul line is Oliva, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out. The Mets are tearing it apart, and they traded Max Scherzer to the Texas Rangers for the prospect, the shortstop Luis Angel Acuna, the younger brother of Ronald Acuna. And Luis Angel was rated the Texas Rangers' number two prospect in their farm system in the most recent update by Baseball America. So he goes to the Mets for Scherzer. As here's one in for a strike to Mathias. And it's a complicated financial deal because Scherzer's contract is enormous and runs through next year. And Scherzer has opted into next year, and the Rangers are going to have him for a year and a half. As here's a swing and a foul back by Mathias. Well, a year and a third, I guess. Well, the remainder of this year and next season. So the Rangers winning for the first time in a while and now officially going for it all, eh? 0-2 pitch to Mathias is pulled to the third base side, and that's off the glove of Lopez on a short hop, and it trickles into shallow left, and Mathias is on with one out. Lopez got caught between hops there and had it kick off the heel of his glove, and a infield hit is being credited to Mathias. So now Sam Haggerty is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Haggerty flied out to left field earlier. He's 0-1. Next pitch coming from the lefty. Fouled away. 0-2 the count. 0-2 pitch. There goes the runner. The pitch is rolled to the right side, and that's going to go through into right field. A base hit, and coming to third and stopping there is Mathias. Haggerty hitting the ball the other way, and he has a single. This ball was not hit hard, but with the right side of the infield completely vacant, Haggerty ends up with a base hit. Only man over there was Murphy, the first baseman, but he had been holding the runner on, so he couldn't run over and get that ball. Runners at first and third with one out for Hummel. Hummel had an infield single and scored in the first. Light toss to first. Haggerty back in standing up. He's certainly a candidate to try to steal second base here. Now a toss to first, but Haggerty is broken to second, and he's now in a rundown between first and second. Mathias leading down the line from third. He draws a throw, and now Mathias is in a rundown between home and third, being chased back towards third, and he is tagged out for the second out of the inning, and Haggerty ends up at second base. Soto, the shortstop, put the tag on Mathias. Well, that didn't work out for the Raiders. Mathias will be caught stealing in the end, and the play went 1-3. Well, I'll wait for it to officially say it, but the putout eventually went to the shortstop, Soto. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. Here comes the 2-0. And it is in there for a strike to Hummel, and the count goes to 2-1. Runner at second with two down. Now a swing and a little tapper foul third base side past third base coach Eric Ferris. So two balls, two strikes, a runner at second with two outs. And the pitch from Kalish is a swing and a foul tip. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Rainiers leading 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. Warm evening here in Tacoma. Nothing like the heat the team will be seeing next week, however, in Sugar Land, Texas. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away. Sugar Land is on the outskirts of Houston, and it is not only going to be 100 degrees there, but it's going to be swampy. Well, still 2-2 to Hummel. And now the pitch from Kalish is down and in. Did it hit him on the foot? Yeah, it hit him on the right foot. Hummel plunked by the pitch, so he's going to head down to first base. And there are two on with two outs for D.D. Gregorius. Gregorius struck out his first time up on just two pitches because there was a pitch clock violation. The newest adventure in baseball, the two-pitch strikeout. Here's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. The new changes in the last few years in the game have brought some unusual phrases to the game, like a two-pitch strikeout, or how about an extra innings when they put the automatic runner on and a batter hits a leadoff two-run homer. There's one in there for a strike to Gregorius. 0-2 the count. Gregorius calls time and steps out for a moment. O-2 pitch coming. And it swung on, rolled down the first baseline, fielded over there by Murphy, tosses to Kalish, covering the bag in time for the out. Gregorius is retired, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the second inning. They had two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my off-clean feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need mosquito bite red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my amethyst eyeshadow palette. Best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With off-clean feel, I've got 8 hours of not-sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with off-clean feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Right here's up 2-1 on Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Brett Phillips, Jordan Adams, and David Fletcher. Brett Phillips stands in, hitting .226 with a couple of homers. And he swings and loops one out into center, and that's going to be a clean base hit for Phillips to center field. So first pitch swinging, Phillips singles to center field. Lineup turns over, and now Jordan Adams is the hitter. They grounded out to shortstop to open up the ball game. Now McCacken with the pitch, and it is taken low and outside for a ball 1-0. Turning a throw to first and back in safely is Phillips. Thank you. Rainiers with the win last night, now 5 games over .500 here at Cheney Stadium this season. One oh pitch is fouled back. One and one now to Jordan Adams. McCacken's next pitch cracks the mitt of O'Keefe for a called strike. One and two. One, two pitch coming. Called strike three. And down goes Jordan Adams. And there's the first out here in the third. A lot of movement on this sinker from McCacken. And gets the called strike three for his second strikeout. Well, here's Fletcher, who lined the homer to left field in the first, extending that hitting streak of his to 23 in a row. It's one shy of the Salt Lake record. And the pitch is swung on and lined the other way, and that's a base hit into right field. Moving up to second and stopping there is Phillips. Fletcher with his second hit of the game. And there are two on with one out for Daniel Murphy. The Salt Lake record hitting streak, 24 in a row, set by Nathan Haynes in 2002. He was a speedy center fielder. Fletcher gets a hit tomorrow, he would be in line to break that record at home, as Salt Lake is returning home after this. Here's a pop-up behind third, might be playable in foul ground. Shiner over, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two in the top of the third inning. So McCacken gets Daniel Murphy to foul out, two away, and now Lopez is the batter. Salt Lake returns home Tuesday to host El Paso at Smith's Ballpark. Here's Jack Lopez. He has struck out in his only plate appearance so far today. Two on, two out at the top of the third, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right center, and this is trouble, but a nice running catch by Mathias with his back to home plate, running out into the outfield in shallow right center. Mark Mathias, the Rainiers second baseman, with a tough play to turn this ball into the final out of the inning. No runs for Salt Lake on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
And
Right here is up 2-1 over Salt Lake as we head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium on this very pleasant Saturday evening in Tacoma. Brian O'Keefe leading things off. He walked and scored in the first. And the pitch from Jake Kalish, the lefty, is on its way, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. Now the next pitch. Swung on and bounced towards short, ranging left and scooping it is Soto, and his throw to first is in time for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the third inning. Jake Shiner now the batter. He had a two-out RBI single in the first. Kalish is set, and the pitch up high for a ball. No homers for the Red Ears yet today. Tacoma with 10 homers over the last three games. So here's a pitch in there for a strike to Shiner. Five last night, a season high, three the night before, and two on Wednesday. 1-1 to Shiner. Hit up the middle. Caught by Kalish, reaching down towards his feet, and he speared that liner for the second out of the inning. Quick reaction from Kalish, and he was able to hang on to it for the out. Ball was sharply hit up the middle by Shiner, but it's out number two in the bottom of the third. And now Robbie Tenorowicz is the hitter. He had a RBI single his first time up. Now the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. And the pitch swung on, bounced towards third. That's a foul ball to the left of the bag. Simply a strike to Tenorowicz, 2-1 now. Two-one pitch, swung on and popped up in the air to shallow right center, and coming in the right fielder, Oliva, to make the catch, and that does it for Tenorowicz and the Red Ears in the third. Tacoma goes in order for the first time tonight. Three up, three down. We head to the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Right here is up on Salt Lake 2-1. It's early. We're just going to the fourth inning. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Levon Soto, Jared Oliva, and Orlando Martinez here in the fourth. Soto settles into the batter's box. He fouled out to catcher Brian O'Keefe in the first inning. 0 for 1 in the game. Left-hand hitter. And McCackett into his motion, and the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, and the count's 0-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's games. As now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. There, we'll start with the crazy one in Reno. Then we'll mention the two kind of ordinary games, and then we'll finish up with the ugly one in Vegas. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two to Soto. The crazy one in Reno, Oklahoma City beat Reno last night 14-12. Oklahoma City had 18 hits. Reno had 16 hits. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now to Soto, and change down low, 2-2. Oklahoma City led 7-1. Blew that lead, was trailing 8-7, then took a 14-8 lead and hung on to win 14-12. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Michael Bush had four hits, a homer, three runs batted in. Cole Calhoun, two homers, four runs batted in. Miguel Vargas had a homer and scored three runs. 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul, still 2-2. On the Reno side, David Fletcher's brother, Dominic Fletcher, for Reno had three hits, including two homers, and he scored four runs and drove in four runs. And former Rainier Kyle Lewis is with the Aces. He had three hits and three runs batted in yesterday. Next pitch called, strike three, immediately challenged by Levon Soto. It's our first challenge of the game, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. The plate umpire called this a strike, and the plate umpire was definitely correct. It was on the bottom edge of the strike zone, and Salt Lake just lost a challenge, and Levon Soto just struck out. Third strikeout of the game for McCacken. Salt Lake has two challenges left. Two wrong challenges left. Here's the pitch to Oliva, and he fouls one off on the third base side. El Paso beat Round Rock last night 8-3. Jansen Witte with a three-run homer for the Chihuahuas. Former Rainier from the championship team of 21 has 66 runs batted in now for El Paso this year. Here's the 0-1 to Oliva, and it's fouled away, 0-2. Sacramento mashed Albuquerque 15-4 at Isotopes Park. They had 16 hits. Two players had four hits, Bryce Johnson, the outfielder, and the infielder Armando Alvarez had four hits. Alvarez had two doubles and two homers for 12 total bases. There's a swing and a foul out of play. And then Sugarland beat Las Vegas last night 6-5 at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Aviators made five errors, and it cost them the game. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Oliva, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for McCacken here in the fourth. And now he'll face Orlando Martinez. That game was tied in Vegas, 5-5 going to the ninth, and Sugarland got the leadoff man on a fielding error by the Vegas first baseman. He was singled to third. Sears one down low to Martinez. And then Sugarland's Pedro Leon executed a squeeze bunt to bring in the go-ahead run, and that also involved an error. The ball was thrown away. Sears a swing and a foul out of play. Five errors for Vegas, two in the ninth inning, and they lost 6-5 at home to Sugar Land. The Astros affiliate, who is up next for the Rainiers. Haven't played them all year, amazingly. 1-1 pitch popped up in the air to shallow left. Coming in on it is Hummel. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth inning. McCacken gets a couple of strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Two to one, right here's lead Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Zach Deloach, Adam Engel, and Mark Mathias to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning against the lefty Jake Kalish, who set down the side in order in the third. Deloach struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to right field in the air. Back is Oliva at the fence, and it is gone. That ball carried out of here. Zach Deloach has homered in back-to-back games, and he hits another one off a left-handed pitcher. It's his 13th of the year, and the Red Ears lead it 3-1. And that is Tacoma's first home run of this ball game, as they have now hit 11 homers in the last 3.5 games. Deloach pulls one out of here to right field. 13 homers, 55 runs batted in for Deloach this year in his first AAA season. Now Adam Engel is the batter. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. So there's home run number one on the night. Will that be it? Will there be more? We will find out. Next pitch to Engel is in there for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the pitch is swung out, and that's pulled to left field. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it is back-to-back jacks. Adam Engel pulls one out of here to left field. His 7th. As a right here this season, Deloach and Engel with back-to-back bombs to open up the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Red Ears lead it 4-1. Here they come. It's been a power surge for the Red Ears recently. 5 homers yesterday, a season high. And after No homers in the first three innings tonight. Now we've got back-to-back blasts here in the fourth. And Mark Mathias is the hitter, and he takes up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Second time on this homestand the Red Ears have had back-to-back homers. They did it the other day with Gregorius and O'Keefe. Well, that pitch was challenged by Salt Lake, and they won the challenge. It was clearly a strike when we go to the automated system. So instead of ball one to Mathias, it's strike one. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on, and this is hit in the air to right field and deep and back, and look at that. It's three in a row. Mark Mathias to the opposite field. His first homer as a member of the Red Ears. Back to back to back, Jacks. And they're not done yet. First time this year the Red Ears have hit three straight homers. First time in 10 years the Red Ears have hit three straight homers. It last happened in 2013 in a game at Las Vegas at Old Cashman Field when the home run hitters were Carlos Peguero, Rich Poitras, and Nate Tenbrink. That was June 13th, 2013 at Cashman. Wonder when the last time the Red Ears did that at home was. Can they hit another one? Pressure's on Haggerty. He takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty homered yesterday. He already has a single today. He's 1-for-2. 1-0 pitch coming from Kalish. And it is down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Three consecutive homers here in the fourth. What if they hit four in a row? I don't know if Tacoma's ever done that. 2-0 pitch, pulled to left field, deep down the line, but it puts the foul pole. That's a fair ball, and it is indeed four consecutive homers. Unbelievable. Sam Haggerty with a rocket down the left field line. It was hooking, and I thought it was gonna go foul, but it hit the foul pole. That counts as a fair ball and a home run for Haggerty. It got out of here in a hurry, and it clanged that metal. And it is four straight homers. And that will draw a visit to the mound from the pitching coach, Darren Ebert. Sam Haggerty with his sixth of the year. Four in a row. And now Cooper Hummel will bat. This is madness. The home run hitting has gotten contagious here in the last 72 hours. Conference on the mound breaks up. Hummel gets ready to bat. The score's now 6-1, by the way. Four straight solo homers here in the fourth. It could be the first time Tacoma's ever done that. Certainly the first time since the turn of the century. I can tell you that. As now the pitch to Hummel is hit in the air, but it's in the ballpark. And it's Oliva in right field making the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Now D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. Gregorius. Left-hand batter settling in. And he swings and hits one in the air behind third. Back goes Lopez into foul ground, and he makes the catch. And Gregorius is retired. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. And now Brian O'Keefe will hit. What a run of homers. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. Now a swing and a liner foul down the third baseline. So 1-1 now to O'Keefe, and the pitch from Kalish is swung on and fouled off. That's strike two. Swing and a miss, and that is strike three, and it ends the inning. But how about that? Four straight homers. Deloach, Engel, Mathias, and Haggerty go deep in order here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four runs on four hits, no one left. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Ears up 6-1 as we go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma just hit four consecutive homers in the bottom of the fourth inning. Have not seen that before. Here's the pitch now to Chris Oakey, and it is in there for a strike from Darren McCacken. 0-1 the count. McCacken's retired five in a row and has four strikeouts through four innings today. Here's his 0-1 pitch on its way to Oakey, and it swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 0-2 the count. So 0-2. Attacking suddenly with a bunch of run support. Here comes the 0-2, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Oakey, and McCacken has his fifth strikeout. Going to a fastball there. Brett Phillips now the batter. He has one of Salt Lake's three hits in this game. Now the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Swing and a miss. So the count's 1-1. Nice off-speed pitch there from McCacken to get the whiff. Now the pitch is another off-speed pitch, but it's outside. Apparently, Salt Lake has allowed four straight homers one other time in their franchise history. So here's one up and away. This tidbit from Steve Klauke, voice of the Bees, who's broadcast every game, or almost every game, since Salt Lake rejoined the league in 1994. So here's a swing and a foul, and the count goes full 3-2. He says that Vegas did it in 2014 at Salt Lake. Now Salt Lake's at high elevation, over 4,000 feet above sea level. It's a little more homer friendly there than Cheney Stadium. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Phillips, and there is strikeout number six for McCacken, who's ringing him up all of a sudden. He has struck out four of the last five hitters. And now Jordan Adams will be the batter. And I feel like we no longer have a league record book, which is really unfortunate, but it disappeared when the major leagues took over the minors and stopped caring about things like that. But I'm pretty sure that in the record book that we used to have, there was an instance where a team at one point hit five in a row. 1-1 now to Adams. I got to find the old record book. I've got one around here somewhere. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch, up high, two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCacken strikes out the side in the top of the fifth inning. Got them all swinging. Three up, three whiffs, and three down. We go to the middle of the fifth inning with the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rainiers lead 6-1. Four straight homers in the fifth inning. Unbelievable. Kalish, who allowed all the homers, is still in there. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Jake Shiner. Getting some more info on consecutive homers, courtesy of an old record book we found, as here's one up and away to Shiner. Tacoma hit four straight homers in 1974. It is an asterisk record, as here is a pitch to Shiner. Because it came in Sacramento, who was in the league for a few years in the 1970s, and their dimensions of their field were not legal. Next pitch in for a strike, 2-2. Hey, it was the 1970s. Their fences were too short, too close to home plate, and there were just a ton of home runs there, and in the old league record book, any home run record that was set at that stadium was asterisked. As here's one outside for a ball now. And anyway, in a game in 1974 at Sacramento, the Tacoma Twins hit four straight homers with an asterisk. Here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to short. That's fielded by Soto, and the throw to first is in time to get Shiner, and there's the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And unless it's happened in the last 2 years, and I don't believe it has, the instance in which Vegas hit four in a row against Salt Lake in 2014 was the most recent time that it had happened in the league. Sears went outside to Tanerowicz for a ball. Now pitch in there for a strike.
Hi, Kaylee. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Joe Nathan once allowed four straight homers for Fresno. There's a grounder up the middle, deflected off the pitcher, and Lopez tries to pick it up at third on the bounce, but he can't, and Tanerowicz has an infield single. Hit right up the middle, and it hit the foot of Kalish and bounced towards Jack Lopez, and Tanerowicz ends up with an infield hit. He's on with one out, and here comes Deloach with the first of the four straight homers. Yeah, Joe Nathan, who was an all-star closer and had a long big league career, he was a starter for Fresno when they were a Giants affiliate in 2001. He once gave up four straight homers to the Tucson Sidewinders, another defunct team in PCL history. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Deloach. And in 2009, Memphis hit four straight homers against Round Rock. They had some mashers in their lineup when that happened. All of these guys ended up in the big leagues. So there's a pitch to Deloach. They hit four straight with Troy Gloss, Alan Craig, Mark Hamilton, and Daniel Descalso. Now a swing and a foul tip by Deloach. Gloss would have been at the end of his career with Memphis then. Towards the end anyway. One ball, two strikes to Deloach. And it's a swing and a miss there, strike three. And that is strikeout number four for Kalish. So two down for Adam Engel. So anyway, my suspicion that someone had once hit five in a row, some team somewhere, is actually not true. It's never happened in the Pacific Coast League. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Engel. 0-1. So four tied the league record. And it has not been done many times. Here's one up and away, 1-1. Got five recorded instances other than today. And one of them, the Tacoma Twins one, was an asterisk because it came in a stadium where the fences were too close to home plate. Here's a swing and a fly to left field. This is deep. It is back and a leaping attempt and left by Adams, and he can't get it. It is gone. A two-run home run for Adam Engel, his second one today. And the Red Ears now lead it 8-1. Adams nearly had a robbery out there, but he just missed it. And Engel, with his second home run today, his eighth as a Red Ear this year, and his 10th total in the PCL this season, as he had two with El Paso before being acquired by the Mariners. 8-1, and that is five home runs today, matching yesterday's season high, as the pitch is up high to Mathias. Mathias 1-for-2 with a homer. And he takes high for a ball. Now here's one down low. So the Red Ears have hit 10 homers in the last two games. It's actually not that far off the record for most homers in two games. Series of strike. I mean, we need a few more. The record for most homers in two games by one team is 13, set in 1957, the old PCL. 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four, so Mathias draws a walk. Now Sam Haggerty will hit. He hit the fourth of the consecutive homers in the fourth inning. Lining one off the foul pole in left. Now a toss to first by Kalish, and back in is Mathias. Now here's a swing and a miss. Maybe the Red Ears should take one of these homers and ship it down to Phoenix. The Mariners need a run. They're tied with the Diamondbacks 3-3 in the eighth inning. We'll keep you posted. Now a swing and a bouncer foul third base side. There's strike two. The tidbit on that Sacramento ballpark in the 1970s, where all the home run records have asterisks, the left field fence was closer than 250 feet from home plate, which was against the official baseball rules, and they played there anyway. And so the home run totals were ridiculous for those three seasons. This year's one up and away, 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. And down goes Haggerty, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth inning. But Tacoma tacks on two more runs with, you guessed it, a homer. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 8, Salt Lake 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
We go now to the sixth inning, and Darren McCacken's first pitch to David Fletcher is fouled away for strike one. Fletcher's 2-for-2 with a solo homer the first inning. That is the only Salt Lake run of this game so far. The Red Ears are on top 8-1. Now a swing and a foul back, and there's strike two. O-2 pitch, up and away, one ball, two strikes. A swing and a pop-up, a foul. Shiner over for a look on the third base side, but it is out of play. Now the 1-2 coming. McCacken has struck out three straight. Fletcher's hard to K. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. Two balls, two strikes. Two on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Chasing it into foul ground is Deloach, and Tanarowicz down there as well, but it's out of play. And simply a foul ball. Still two balls, two strikes to Fletcher. Two coming, and it is a swing and a little nubber up the first baseline. Fair ball picked up by O'Keefe, and he tosses it to first for the out. Fletcher fell down swinging at this pitch and somehow hit a fair squibber up the line, and O'Keefe was smart to get out there in a hurry and pick it up before it spun off into foul ground, and he turned it into an out. So one away in the top of the sixth inning.
Go,
Here's the pitch to Daniel Murphy, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch, swing and a foul off the front of the Salt Lake dugout, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch coming, and it is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a foul, out of play, third base side. 8-1 Rainiers. Five more homers. Four of them in a row. Now the 2-2. Called strike three. Down goes Murphy, and there's strikeout number 8 for McCacken. He's officially on a roll now. He has retired 10 in a row. And now Jack Lopez will be the batter. During this string of 10 straight outs, McCacken has struck out 6 of the 10. Now the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, and McCacken's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Got a chance for another strikeout right here. Now the 0-2, outside with the fastball. 1-2. McCacken just hit 80 on his pitch count. The 1-2 pitch. Bounce to the right side. Ranging over to Pickett is Mathias, and he slings it to Tanerowicz for the out at first base, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. McCacken has retired 11 consecutive Salt Lake batters. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 8 to Salt Lake 1.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning, it's Tacoma 8 to Salt Lake 1. And a new pitcher is into the ball game for the Bees. It is left-hander Colton Ingram. Jake Kalish stayed in for all that scoring in the fourth and fifth innings. He ends up going five innings, allowed 11 hits, eight runs all earned, walked two, struck out five homers. Cooper Hummel leads off the bottom of the sixth against Ingram. And Ingram's pitch is in there for a called strike. Ingram appearing in his ninth game at the AAA level this year, 0-2 with a 4.38 ERA. Now the pitch is bounced up the third baseline. Ingram off the mound, fields it, and he throws to first in time to get Hummel one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Didi Gregorius is the hitter. Gregorius is 0-3 in this one. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch is a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike one on a check swing by Gregorius. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. Well, maybe not. It's been challenged by Gregorius, and he lost the challenge. So the Red Ears lose their first challenge, and it is 0-2 to Gregorius. O-2 pitch from Ingram, swing and a miss, strike three, and three pitches, and down goes Gregorius, and that is out number two, and it'll bring Brian O'Keefe to the plate. O'Keefe's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored today. Not involved in the home run festivities, not yet anyway, and he takes the pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. This pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch up and away. Two balls, one strike. Rainiers with 11 hits in this game. They have five homers and six singles. And four of the six singles have been infield hits. Here's a chopper to short. Soto fields it and throws out O'Keefe at first base, and that wraps up the sixth inning. Right here's going order. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh inning of play with the score, Tacoma 8, Salt Lake 1.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you. We go to the seventh inning. Right here is cruising along with an 8-1 lead, and Darren McCacken on the mound. And McCacken has thrown 81 pitches through six innings. He has retired the last 11 batters to come to the plate. He has eight strikeouts so far tonight. And we'll see if he can get through another inning. It'll be Levon Soto, Jared Oliva, and Orlando Martinez to bat here in the top of the seventh. The pitch to Soto is inside for a ball, 1-0. Soto's 0-2 with a pop-up and a strikeout. Oh, I guess this first pitch was just challenged, so we're getting into the challenges now. It was a ball. The Red Ears challenged it. It is won by O'Keefe, and it is a strike. So Red Ears win the challenge. Now the 0-1 pitch is fouled back. I am amused and kind of with them when fans boo the challenge system because it bogs things down. It's unnecessary. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of O'Keefe. That is strike three and strikeout number nine for McCacken. Yeah, the challenge system just helped the Red Ears there. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. But you could just use the computer to call all the pitches, you know. Here's Jared Oliva. And the pitch from McCacken is swung out, and this is hit in the air towards right center. And over his angle, he's under it, and he makes the catch. There's out number two, and just four pitches here, and McCacken has recorded two outs at the top of the seventh inning. And that'll bring to the plate to Orlando Martinez. And the pitch is swung on, and this is hit well towards right center. And playable for Deloach, who makes the catch. And very quickly, McCacken retires the side in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We have reached the stretch. It is Tacoma 8 to Salt Lake 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8 to Salt Lake 1. Colton Ingram on the mound for the Bees, and the Red Ears will send Jake Scheiner, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Zach Deloach to the plate this inning. And the first pitch to Scheiner is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Scheiner 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first. 1-0 pitch, high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Or two balls, no strikes. And now pitch misses for ball three. 3-0 to Shiner. And there's ball four up and away. So Shiner walks on four pitches, and that's the third walk issued by Salt Lake this evening. Shiner heads down to first base. And now Robbie Tanerowitz is the batter. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Both of his hit singles today. Throw to first base, and Shiner's back in. Next pitch now, called a strike, so 0-1 to Tanerowitz. Swing and a foul back. 0-2. Ever since Tanerowitz showed up, all the Rainiers have done is hit homers. He must think it's like this all the time. Still 0-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And that is the first out near the bottom of the seventh inning. Tanerowitz strikes out. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and it's a swing and a miss, strike one. Now a pitch is outside in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Deloach started the home run parade in the fourth. Well, the Mariners just lost to Arizona, 4-3 the final. So that series is tied, a game apiece, going into the rubber match tomorrow as here's one up and in. Two-one pitch to Deloach is low, ball three. So 3-1 to Deloach. And there's a breaking ball for a called strike. Full count now, 3-2. Full count. And a bouncer to first, and it is knocked down by Murphy, and he takes it to the base for the out, and two men are gone in the inning, and Shiner moves up to second base on the play. Murphy trying to field that ball in fair territory before it went foul in front of the bag, and he knocked it down, which made it officially a fair ball, and then he picked it up and got the out. So Adam Engel will be the hitter. And Engel has homered twice in this game, and he's not going to face the lefty Colton Ingram as Salt Lake is going to its bullpen and bringing in its third pitcher of the night. Looks like Zach Weiss, the former Rainier, coming in from the pen. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Two outs, runner at second. It is Tacoma 8, Salt Lake 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, and the Rainiers leading Salt Lake 8-1 with another barrage of homers, five more tonight. Adam Engel has hit two of the five homers, and he is coming to the plate now to face Zach Weiss, summoned from the bullpen with two outs and a runner at second base. And the pitch to Engel is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Weiss has had a busy week. He flew to, I guess that was Detroit, wasn't it? Yes, it was Detroit. Here's one down low for a ball. The Angels had a doubleheader there, and they got to add an extra man for the doubleheader, and they chose Weiss as the 27th man. He went up there and actually pitched in the doubleheader. That was on Thursday. As now the 2-0 pitch is outside, and then he flew back here yesterday, and he's in the game today. Weiss at his 25th appearance for Salt Lake, 2-1 with a 5.29 ERA. Here's his 3-0 pitch to Engel, and it's poured in there for a strike, 3-1. So 3-1 now. Next pitch is up and in, ball four. And Engel heads down to first base, and there are two on with two out. And now Mark Mathias is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike one. Pitch swung on, line towards right center, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Mathias. Around third is Shiner. He will score. Going to third and stopping there is Engel, and the Rainiers make it a 9-1 lead on Mark Mathias' third hit of this game. A RBI single to right center. So the Rainiers keep on tacking on. Now the pitch swung on, chopped towards first, off the glove of Murphy and down the line. That'll bring in another run. Engel scores. Mathias comes around third, stops there. In at second is Haggerty, and the Red Ears have runners at second and third. This was chopped over the leaping Murphy, who did get some leather on it, but unable to glove it. And it went on down the right field line. So runners at second and third now for Cooper Hummel. Hummel 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored back in the first inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is in for a strike. And that is being challenged by Hummel. And Hummel loses the challenge, as it was indeed a strike. Next pitch is down low for a ball. With all due respect to Hummel, if you challenge and lose in a 10-1 game in the late innings, it should wipe out all your challenges for the rest of the night. 1-2 pitch is roped to first, backhanded by Murphy, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. That ball was hit hard, but Murphy turned it into an out. Red Ears get two more runs here in the seventh inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. And we make our way to the eighth inning. The Red Ears way out in front. Our score is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 1.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 1. And appropriately enough, Juan 10 is in to pitch. Ten will face Chris Oakey, Brett Phillips, and Jordan Adams here at the top of the eighth. The pitch is in there for a strike. Next offering misses for a ball. Next delivery, swung on, bounced back towards the mound. 10 off the hill, picks it up and tosses to first to get Oki, and one man is out in the eighth inning. And now 10 will face Brett Phillips. Phillips has singled and struck out. He's one for two. And this pitch is inside. Ten's had a couple of scoreless outings in a row. It's been a lot better since he had 2 weeks off to recover from a finger problem. 1-0 pitch is taken outside for a ball. Ten is in relief of Darren McCacken, who had a terrific outing. So now the pitch is up high for a ball. McCacken went seven innings, allowed three hits and one run, walked one, struck out nine, and threw only 86 pitches. Vintage McCacken. Here's a pitch outside now to Phillips, and the count, it's ball four. He is on his way to first with one out, and now Jordan Adams will be the batter. Salt Lake's warming up a position player in the bullpen. Preston Palmero is throwing. Now the pitch is stroked to the right side. Matthias has it on a little bobble. Goes to Gregorius for the force out on Phillips at second base. Jordan Adams runs well. He avoids a double play. Matthias staying with that ball at second base. Two down. And here's David Fletcher, who is 2-for-3 with a single and a homer this evening. Pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1 the count. Next delivery outside with a runner going to second base. Jordan Adams takes second on defensive indifference. Does not get credited with a steal there. He is the league stolen base leader, but the Rainiers were not holding him on, so he just took second. Now this one is down low for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch, called a strike at the knees, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch, line towards right, Deloach on the move, and makes the grab, sprawling on the outfield grass for the final out of the inning. Nice play by Zach Deloach in right field on this line drive low to the ground off the bat of David Fletcher. Terrific play in right by Deloach. That does it for Salt Lake in the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Juan 10 keeps it. Salt Lake 1, Tacoma 10.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business. Staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt, refining their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Right here as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Bees are waving the white flag. They've brought in a position player to pitch. It is Preston Palmeiro, and his first pitch to Didi Gregorius is taken outside for a ball. Palmeiro started last night's game for Salt Lake at second base, and he's kind of lobbing it in there, and his next pitch is fouled away. This is the second time Palmeiro's done this year. He pitched on June 13th at Oklahoma City, one inning, ended up allowing two hits and a run. Next pitch to Gregorius, lined right to the second baseman for an out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth. Palmeiro retires the first batter he faces. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball. Palmeiro, in case you're curious, is a right-handed pitcher. 1-0 inside for a ball to Adele. He's a left-handed hitter. 2-0 pitch, swing, and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. Two and two to O'Keefe. Rainiers with Zach Muckenhern warming up in the pen. 2-2 pitch, down low, ball three. And the 3-2 is swung on and pulled to left and down the line, and it is a fair ball into the corner. And O'Keefe will end up at second base with a double. So Brian O'Keefe has a two-base hit, his 18th double of the year. And that is the Red Ears' 14th hit of this game. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Well, O'Keefe homered in each of the last two games. Not joining the home run parade today, but... Sure, he's happy to get a double here, even if it did come off a position player. Jake Shiner now the batter, and he takes ball one. Next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. And now here's one inside. Day game tomorrow to wrap up the series. The Red Ears have Kyle Hart listed to start tomorrow against Jonathan Diaz for Salt Lake. So now the count goes to 2-2 on Shiner. We'll have the pregame show starting at 1:20 tomorrow, hoping to visit with Rainiers manager John Russell prior to the game. That's the plan anyway. So here's a foul out of play. Now a swing and a high fly towards center. And Brett Phillips calling for it, and he makes the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. Tomorrow is our annual Pink at the Park day here at Cheney Stadium. Now the pitch to Tanerowicz is pulled to left field and deep and caught at the track by Jordan Adams for the final out of the inning. Tanerowicz lines out to deep left field, and the Raiders do not score against Preston Palmeiro in the eighth. No runs on a hit and one man left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 1. The Red Ears are three outs away from their fourth straight win. New pitcher into the game for Tacoma, Zach Muckenhorn, to work the top of the ninth. They'll face Daniel Murphy, Jack Lopez, and Levon Soto. Muckenhorn, the third Tacoma pitcher used today. Darren McCacken went the first seven. He had a brilliant outing. And then Juan Ten pitched a scoreless eighth. And now Muckenhorn to face Murphy. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the pitch is a fastball called a strike. Muckenhorn appearing in his fifth game for the Red Ears. Pitched only five innings. He's allowed five runs. Recently claimed off waivers from the Mets. Actually, that's not right. Sears went in for a strike. He was picked up in a trade with the Mets. Did we really just have a challenge in a 10-1 game in the ninth inning? Well, it is a lost challenge for Salt Lake. So Daniel Murphy challenging down 9 in the ninth. Bees are down to one challenge. One ball, two strikes to Murphy. And now Muckenhorn with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back, and it is still 1-2. The 1-2 swung on, grounded to short, and that's scooped up by Gregorius. Throw to first for the out. One away in the ninth inning. Muckenhorn retires the first batter he faces, and now Jack Lopez will be the batter. Now the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 pitch. Swung on. That's drilled towards left center. Hummel on the move, but this ball is gone. It hits the reader board above the left field fence. Bounces back onto the field, but that's a home run for Jack Lopez, his fourth of this series against the Red Ears. He came into town with four homers on the season, and he now has eight, and there's still another game left in this series. Jack Lopez likes hitting at Cheney Stadium, apparently. It is now 10-2, and Levon Soto is the hitter. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss. So an even count now, 1-1. And now fastball on the outside edge for a strike. 93 on the gun, 1-2 the count. Munkenhorn with another fastball, fouled away. Still 1-2. So a ball at two strikes. Next pitch from the lefty is on its way. And it is up and in for a ball, 2-2. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Full count, 3-2. With one out of the ninth, Red Ears leading 10-2. And stepping out of the batter's box for a moment is Soto. Now the pitch is low and inside, ball four, and Soto draws a walk, and he heads down to first base with one out, and that'll bring Jared Oliva to the plate. Still got to get two more outs to put this one in the win column. And the pitch is down low for a ball to Oliva. Delivery swung on and popped up in the air on the right side into the outfield. Deloach in very shallow right near the line makes the catch. There's out number two, and the Red Ears are now an out away from victory. Orlando Martinez is the hitter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. So 0-1 the count. And there's a breaking ball high. Yeah. One ball, one strike, two outs in the ninth. Muckenhorn trying to finish this one off for the Red Ears. Here's his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now Muckenhorn from the first base end of the rubber is ready. And his 1-2 pitch is coming to Martinez, and it is swung out and hit in the air towards a shallow left. Hummel comes in, he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the ball game. Tacoma wins it. 10-2 is the final score, as the Red Ears did something today that is very rare. Four consecutive home runs, so we'll tell you about it. And have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Red Ears win. They beat Salt Lake 10-2, and the home run parade continued in record-setting fashion tonight as Tacoma did something that has only been done one other time in franchise history, and even that one came with an asterisk. Today's did not. Four straight homers in the bottom of the fourth. Here's how the game went down. Darren McCacken started, and after getting the leadoff hitter out of the first inning, David Fletcher lined a homer to left field, and then Daniel Murphy walked on four pitches, and three batters into it, I was concerned that we might see a rough McCacken outing. That was not the case. In fact, that was very, very wrong. McCacken allowed just two singles the rest of his time on the mound, finished the game by retiring the final 14 batters that he faced consecutively. He ended up going seven innings and allowing just the one run on the Fletcher homer in the top of the first. He gave up only three hits, walked one, struck out nine. Terrific outing for McCacken. And for a while, he was pitching with a small lead. The Red Ears got two in the bottom of the first inning against Jake Kalish with infield singles. Cooper Hummel hit an infield single. Then with two outs, Brian O'Keefe walked. Jake Shiner singled into the outfield into center with a ground ball. That brought in Hummel to make it one zip and sent O'Keefe to third base. And then Robbie Tenorowicz reached on an infield single that scored O'Keefe, and the Red Ears were up 2-1 in the bottom of the first. That was still the score when we went to the bottom of the fourth. Kalish had retired four in a row. Didn't seem like history was about to happen, but it did. Back to back to back to back. Home runs. Four consecutive Red Ears hitters homered. It started with Zach DeLoach, who pulled one to right field, his 13th of the year, to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. The next batter was Adam Engel, and he hit one out to left field for two straight homers, back-to-back jacks, Engel's 7th of the year. That brought up Mark Mathias, who had not homered since joining the Rainiers. Granted, today was just his 15th game. But he hit his first. He went to the opposite field for three straight home runs. So while I was looking up the last time the Rainiers hit three straight homers, which was 2013, they made it four in a row. Sam Haggerty yanked one down the left field line. It hit the foul pole, a hooking shot. I didn't think it was going to stay fair, but it did. And it hit the foul pole, and that made it four straight homers. And the Rainiers were ahead 6-1, and they had done something that hadn't been done in the Pacific Coast League since 2014 and hadn't been done by Tacoma since 1974. The only other time the Rainiers or Tacoma has ever hit four straight homers came in 1974. They were the Tacoma Twins back then. It was on the road at Sacramento at their ballpark, their Hughes Stadium, where the left field fence was closer than 250 feet from home plate. It was against the official baseball rules. They played there anyway that season, and all home run records from that season all have asterisks on them in the record book. And that is the case for the other time Tacoma hit four straight homers in 1974, the Tacoma Twins. So we hadn't seen it in almost 50 years. And I mean, I didn't see it in 1974. I was a baby. Don't know if anyone remembers that. I'd like to hear from them, the four in a row at Sacramento in 1974. Four straight homers for the Rainiers in the bottom of the fourth inning from DeLoach, Engel, Mathias, and Haggard. That made it 6-1. They tacked on more in the fifth inning with one out. Tenorowicz hit his second infield single of the game, and with two outs, Adam Engel hit his second homer of the game, eighth of the year. That made it 8-1. It was Tacoma's fifth homer of the game. Back-to-back games with five homers for the Rainiers. And then in the seventh inning, Mark Mathias had an RBI single and Sam Haggerty an RBI double to make it 10-1. Salt Lake did get a run in the ninth on a solo homer by Jack Lopez. And the Rainiers won it 10-2. Was the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Salt Lake, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Left 5 on base. McCacken gets the win. He's 6-5. Kalish, the loss, 4-8. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 22 minutes. The attendance, 6,556. Rainiers go over 500 now to 51-50. Salt Lake falls to 47-53. Rainiers have won four in a row. This match is their longest winning streak of the year. It's the fifth time they've done it. They have yet to get to five straight wins. They're going to try to do that tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon, the final game of the homestand. Rainiers win it 10-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rainiers win 10-2 with five homers, four of them in a row today, as Tacoma had the four straight homers in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that was record-setting here at Cheney Stadium today. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lose. The D-backs beat them 4-3, and the star for Arizona was a guy the Rainiers have faced a lot the last 2 years. Dominic Canzone had an RBI single early in the game, and then in the bottom of the eighth with the score tied 3-3 and Corbin Carroll in scoring position, Canzone singled in the winning run against Andres Munoz, or the tie-breaking run, if you will, to put him up 4-3 in the eighth, and Arizona finished off the M's. The M's did get a runner to third in the ninth, but Scott McGuff got the save, striking out Julio Rodriguez, and the Mariners lose at Arizona, and that ends their little three-game win streak. Tom Murphy hit a homer, drove in a couple of runs. He's been red hot for the M's. Other interleague games today, Detroit shut out Miami 5-0 as five pitchers combined on a seven-hitter, and Riley Green and Akil Baddoo homered. J.D. Davis hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth, and the Giants defeat Boston 3-2. Oakland took down the Colorado Rockies 11-3 at Coors Field as Zach Gelof and Brent Rooker hit homers. And San Diego shut out Texas 4-0 behind Yu Darvish. He tossed six scoreless innings. In American League games, Toronto had two homers from Alejandro Kirk, and the Blue Jays beat the Angels 6-1. Toronto's 13 games over 500, their high water mark now for the season. Bobby Witt Jr. is on a heater. He had four hits, including a triple, a homer, and three runs batted in as the Royals beat the Twins 10-7. Tim Anderson hit his first homer in a year, one of his three hits today as the White Sox defeat Cleveland 7-2. Houston blasted Tampa 17-4, highest scoring game of the year for the Astros. Jeremy Peña had a career-high four runs batted in. And the Yankees were 8-3 winners at Baltimore. They've got that Judge guy back in the lineup. Aaron Judge had three hits and a homer today for the Yankees. And National League Finals, Pirates beat the Phillies 7-6. Andy Rodriguez, a rookie for the Pirates, hit a go-ahead bases-loaded triple. And another rookie, Leover Peguero, had three hits and a homer. Atlanta mashed Milwaukee 11-5. Marcelo Ozuna hit two homers and drove in four. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 24th homer and stole his 50th base. This game just ended because of a long rain delay. The Nats beat the Mets 11-6, and I don't have any details on that one because it just ended. Same thing in St. Louis, rain delay there. Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1. Jameson Taillon getting the win for the Cubs. And the Reds and Dodgers just ended at Dodger Stadium with the Dodgers winning 3-2. Joe Kelly, just reacquired by the Dodgers, got the win in relief in that game for L.A. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat the Bees 10-2. We'll be back with more after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers win 10-2 over Salt Lake. They hit five more homers. Yesterday they hit five homers, setting a new season high for homers in a game. Today they match it, and they match it in record-setting fashion with four in a row in the bottom of the fourth inning from Deloach, Engel, Mathias, and Haggerty. Last time Tacoma did that, 1974 in Sacramento in an illegal ballpark per baseball rules. And the record has an asterisk. So this one in a legal ballpark by current Pacific Major League Baseball standards. And Tacoma wins it 10-2, the final score today. Engel with two homers, three runs batted in. Haggerty finished with three hits and a homer. Same with Mathias, three hits and a homer. as those are the guys who are going to have really full box scores after this one. And all those homers are going to overshadow the great start by Darren McCacken, who allowed just one run and three hits over seven innings while striking out nine and picking up the win. Finals in the PCL, Albuquerque outslugged Sacramento 10-9 at Isotopes Park. El Paso edged Round Rock 2-1 in El Paso. Low-scoring game for that stadium. And Reno leads Oklahoma City 5-3. They are in the seventh inning in Reno. And Sugar Land is on top of Vegas 6-5. They're in the sixth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, the Red Deers have won the series. They have won four of the first five games, and the sixth and final game is tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Tacoma starts Kyle Hart against Jonathan Diaz, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show beginning at 1:20 p.m. Red Deers win at 10-2, the final score. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Hope you have a great rest of your night.